Okay, so we start touching here on the sugyas of Mayan, Mikvah, and a combination of many, many sugyas. And this there's a lot of ideas here, chakiras and ideas. It's very hard to be grounded in the sugya because there's a lot of parts to it. So I wanted to try to sock in the shitas, and as we go along, maybe we'll invite a little bit of the shitas here. So the very first Mishnah, Parakei, Mishnah Aleph, Mayan Shehavira, Agabi Ashrik is possible. The Rishonim say Ashrik is here, it's not the Shrikas we had before, it's a Kli. And you put the Mayan al the Shrikas, it's possible. Oh. Give me a favor. In my brown Shas, that's in my office, like the old one, the Nida Gemara there. And then the Mishnah says, "Have you all got a sofa kolshu?" Which means, according to most Rishonim, it means that part of the Mayim went on the side and not into the Shoykes. So then, kosher chutzala, the part of the Mayim that did not go into the Kli, is still kosher, even if it's only a mashu. Shemayim tab mashu, and Mela, like the Rosh speaks out, the water afterwards. I'm sorry, Shkach. Is also good. Is kosher. Okay, so the Rishonim, the Rosh asks it, Mikoyach Mitzvot Mishnah Aleph, the Rosh asks in Mishnah Beis, and many Rishonim ask this Kasha, and they ask it on the Mishnah and on the Tesefta that the Rosh brings. The Tesefta is a similar case, Mayan Ayotzi Latalmi, which is also a Kali, Minatami Lebrecha, so it speaks out that it went from the Talmi into the Brecha. So it's possible. So I mean, just like the Mishnah, here's Mavur, Kipshuta, that it's possible even after it leaves, because it doesn't talk about Chutzalah here. So it's possible after it leaves. So here also, it's possible afterwards. Inside the Talmi and afterwards. You have to misakin it by breaking the Talmi. So the Rash asks Akasha, Bakasha, Beloyne Kiva Nami Liskashi Kulu, Kivan Mechubaran Lamayon. Dafilu. Mayan Shiriba Allah Mayim Shuve Metarba Kolshu. So the Rash asks Akasha, the Lakhara the Mayan Shu Metarba Kolshu, the Mayan Shu Metar, the Mayim in the Brecha. And the Mayim in the Brecha should be tarred Litzbobai. And later on he says, who then in our Mishnah Tshver, the Mayan Shehavir Agabi Shoykes, that inside the Shoykes should be kosher because it's Mechubar to the Mayan. The Rosh asks Akasha as well, it's Mechubar to the Mayan. So the Rash then asks another kash of a field besoicha kliatzma. In the case of the Talmi, you should be allowed to be toivel in the kli, and al the gemara in chagiga matbil kli besoicha kli. It's interesting that he didn't ask the kasha right away on our Mishnah. We're going on our Mishnah. He didn't ask the kasha on the Mishnah. He asked the kasha over there. Okay, but that's the seder of his kashas. You can medayik a little bit his kasha that it would be mashma from him. That, and maybe that's why he didn't ask it straight over here, is that there was a more basic question that he had, which is that the Mayim and the Brecha should be kosher, based on the Chibur to the Mayan, even before he asked that if afil b'kli'atzmoy, you should be able to be toivel. So, before he asked Akasha that in the Kli you should be toivel, he asked right away, you should be toivel in the Brecha. So, it sounds like he had a tzad, that the Mayan should be metaher. His kasha, his first kasha is that the Mayan, the chibur, that you should be able to see a chibur in the Mayan in the brecha, all the way back to the Mayan, even before he asked, you should be able to be toivel in the kli. Then he said, even in the kli atzma, you should be able to be toivel. Based on that kasha, you should be toivel in the kli. Then you could also ask an armish of a shaykes, you should also be toivel in the shaykes. That was the second kasha. Okay, so what will be pshat in that? It won't be pshat in that. And Lamaisa, even Noch the Teretz, you see that the Shita of the Beis Yosef is Lamaisa like that in the Rash, that you could be Toivol, you can't be Toivol in the Shoykes, but you can be Toivol outside the Shoykes. Even if all the Mayim goes in the Shoykes, the Shita of the Rash, the way he learns the Mishnah, the Shita of the Beis Yosef in the Rash is, and the Rashba, is that when the Sefer says that Yagab Bisafa Kol Shu Kosher means that all the Mayim went in and all the Mayim went out, and you can be toivel outside. So it's interesting, you could see a chibur to the Mayan outside, even though you can't see it inside.
is the ram son of Tov killing, not shooting.
Right, okay. Okay. So that's a question. That's that. Now, there's a very important diak in the Rash that the Rash asks, why should it be kosher to be toivel in the kli in the tesefta? So he says because the chibur to the mayan is bishveferes anoid. How do I know that the chibur to the mayan is bishveferes anoid? Because you see that after you noikiv the talmid b'mashu, you could go ahead and be toivel in the brecha. So how are you allowed to be toivel in the brecha? The only way to be toivel in the brecha must be because the chibur between the mayan and the talmid is bishveferes anoid. So it sounds like he's saying, in order to keep the Mayan Kayam, in order to have the Chibur the Mayan, you need a Shefer Sanoid, which is Mavur from his Gzeira in the end. The Rash makes a Gzeira in the end. What is the reason why Midir Abanan, you can't, right, so, that's, it's Mavur that he has that. And this Teretz is also Mavur. What's his Teretz to this Kasha? The Rash is Teretz Lamaisa. The way the Rashba explains the Teretz, it's unclear exactly here if it's two Gzeiras, what exactly is it? But basically, there's a Gzeira that if we allow you to be Toivon on Kalim Kavuim, in a Mayan, so you may end up coming to use a Chibur, which is less than Shefer Sanoid, and that wouldn't be a Chibur to the Mayan. Then maybe he goes back and says, maybe it's, that's Tavka Kim Kvu, because Gzeiras Machatzois, and but his Ikar Teretz is that Kelim Kvum have a Gzeira that Shema you end up being Toivel in a Kli that has no Shefer Sanoid. Mavur, in order to be Mechubur to the Mayan, you need a Kli, which is Kishefer Sanoid. So Shaila is that the Rash himself in Perek Hey Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Hey brings the Tesefta, and the Tesefta says Areva Shimaleya Kelim VeYishika LaMikva Tzuchah Shvesanut UveMayan Kolshu, and the Rash explains Im Areva Zu BeMayan Sagi BeNekiv Kolshu. This is Beferish. You don't need Shvesanut to Mechuber to the Mayan. So often a Tesefta according to the way he learns the Tesefta. So to steer in the Rash. Whether a chibur to the mayon requires a shveras anoid or a mashu, achrim has this kasha. Okay, and there's another nekuda, which is I don't know if we'll end, I don't know if we'll explain any of this, but the last question also specifically, and we'll say something. We'll see, but there is an important diak over here in the Rash that when he says the din of Havir agabi safa kolshu kosher, kolshu kosher chutzala shamayim mitar b'kolshu. So if you don't go with the Beis Yosef's pshat, so like we said, the Beis Yosef learns that what that means is that the entire Mayan went into the shaykes and it's pasul in the meanwhile. When it goes out, it's kosher. If you don't learn like the Rash, if you don't learn like that, so the way you learn is that avada the Mayan that goes into the shaykes is pasul even when it goes out of the shaykes. What's Al-Zabi Safa is the water that never went into the shaykes, it stayed on the Safa. So what does it mean, kosher chutzala? So the Rosh says, the Pashup Shat, Kigon Shai Mei Mayan Noifle Mikitzasan, and Agabi Sfasa Shaykes, Mikitzasan L'Soycha Shaykes, Ksherim, and the water the outside is good, is kosher. L'mai said, it's not kosher inside the shaykes yet, because you still have the same problem you have the whole time, whatever the answer is, but you can't be toiv on the shaykes. But then, when the water comes out of the shaykes, and it meets up with the water that went on the Safa, then everything is kosher chutzala, based on the Mayan Kolshu that it's mechuber with. That's what the Rosh says. So, as long as you're chutzala, and it went on Safa, it's kosher. But, the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says, what does it mean chutzala? Kolshu v'shechutz l'shoykes agabi sfasa. The water which is gufa asfas is kosher lahatva by machtin vitzinoyers. The Avnei Nezer is medayik. The Rash is mashma. Only that water is kosher. Not the water that mixes in afterwards is not going to be kosher. So you're not going to have that din of the Rosh necessarily. That if the water that goes out afterwards is going to be machsher, you're not going to have that din. Now be'emes, be'emes is that that's not so shver that you don't have. But that's a diuk in the Rash. It's an important diuk. That maybe you don't have that halacha. That the water, chutzala is only mutter on the side before it mixes in with the other water. But once it goes, the water in the shaykes, the water from the shaykes cannot become huchshar from that other mayim, from the safa. Now the emes is that's not so shver. Agav, because it's an important nekuda. I don't want to go so off. I'm going to talk about that later. But, okay. So we'll see about that. Is there a machlokes here about that halacha? Is there a machlokes here about that halacha? Okay. So now, when you look at the Rosh also basically asked the same kasha as the Rash, and he answered, V'nir li de la kasha klal. I don't like the whole question. The Rosh is nitcha karbe. It's not kasha. The kivin de kli mafshik bein brecha lamayin. The Tosefta is very good. Once the kli is mafshik bein brecha lamayin, loy mikri mechubarin. There's no chibur anymore to the mayan. V'loy dami lamayin. I, the Rosh brought a raya. V'loy dami lamayin. Shenosan l'soich haymayim she'uvim. One of the Rosh's main raya to ask the question, I forgot to point that out. The Rosh's main raya to ask the question was from the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion, that says if you have a mayan, shirabu alav, noitvim, or shuvim, then it's kosher, the mayan is kosher, litvo by bekoshu, like a mayan, it has that aspect of mayan, but it needs bash boyard. But it kashes up the shuvim, so no psul shuvim, but it's not a fartika mayan, and it's not matar bezoichlin. But it has part of the din of the mayan that it's matar bekoshu. So he asked, based on that Mishnah, that we should be able to mitire the Maim in the Brecha. So the Rosh says, first of all, there's a Kli Mafsik between the Mayan and the Brecha. So I don't hear the whole question to begin with. And his Raya is not a Raya, because what's the big deal? What's the Chiddush over there? Because over there it's a Mayan. And then he says, "I be toivel b'soichay al tzair of mikvoyis." He says, "A new gzera that you can never be toivel. You can never use erev mikvoyis to kasha tefila b'kelim. And it's not telling kelim kvuim, not kelim kvuim. It's a new gzera the Rosh." So the Olam had a little bit shver on this whole thing. The Rosh is taking major issue with the Rash. He said, "What are you being nitzchak harbe and everything?" And in the end, like, what does he say that's so different? He basically has to come on to a gzera anyway. And it basically sounds like the same gzera. I mean, it's not the same gzera, it's a little different, but anything, his gzera is more chomer than the Rash's gzera. His gzera is stumbling, you can never be toivel b'kelim, so he's a bigger doichik than the Rash. I mean, what's this machlokes over here? It seems like there's a machlokes here. So we wanted to explain, just to understand, the whole shakl vataria of the Rash, b'chlal, is that, what was this question that you should use the, you should become mechubar l'mayan? What was the question you should become mechubar l'mayan? And why didn't he first annoy? And why do you, and what was his raya from the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion that says, tafil l'mayan shiriba l'mayan shuvim matar b'koshu? So, like this. There's a... Nagois. This is even worse than what I have in my house. Okay. I find like the middle Gemara that's printed, but they didn't take it out completely. They took this out of all the Gemaras. But in this one, it's still like the old one. So there's a Marsham, Nagois, in the back here, that asks this question. Okay, before that, because I can't find any. You like the middle type. Okay. So basically what we want to say was like this. That the Rosh is asking a question, the following question. He's saying that in order, in that, what's pshat in that etzem halacha in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion that he proves his din from? The Rosh brings a Mishnah, he pours she'uvim into a mayan, then the din is, it's a funny halacha. It's something like a mayan, it's not completely like a mayan. What's that halacha? So it's yadua, the Olam saw a little bit, maybe, but familiar, the yisoy that Reb Chaim says to explain the din of Gal Shemitlash, and he says that this is the inverse of that din. Gal shenitlash, the halach is, they need 40 saw, but it's matar, it doesn't have din kosher, but it's matar b'zoichlin, because it's still zoichlin. So Reb Chaim says is that there's two dinim, there's two parts to a mayan. There's the etzem amayan, there's the tahara of the etzem amayan, the concept of the mayan, that the etzem amayan is flowing, is a metayer. And a person is can achieve tahara through the mayan, the etzem amayan is a metayer by itself. So the koyach of the mayan. And that koyach of the mayan, he says, is based on the zechila of the mayan. A mayan is a zoichel, it's a natural thing, which is zoichel. And the koyach zechila of the mayan is metayer. And that's what creates the tahara. And that's by Gal Shenitlash, you have the koyach of the zechila of the mayan. But it's nitlash, it's not mechuber to the mayan. So he says, you lost the etzem amayin over there because you're not mechuber. To be the mayan, you have to mechuber to the source. So the zechila has to be a natural, has to be like that. But it is the mea mayan. So he says that the mea mayan is metar bezoichlin, that's the koyach of the mea mayan. And the etzem amayin is the din that you get b'kolshu. That's the Rebbe Chaim's mantra there. So he says, but this case of the may, of the riba alav is the opposite. And since you marbe alav mayim shuvin, so now really beikar the may mayim is bottle because you really have more mayim shuvin than you have everything else. So you don't really have the koyach the may mayim to be mitar b'kolshu. But since it's the etzem amayin still because it's being connected to the etzem amayin, hold on, it's mechuber to the etzem amayin. You still have the shame of the etzem amayin. Still, since you have the shame of the etzem amayin, that's the etzem amayin is mitar, and it can mitar even bezoichlin. Mitar b'kolshu. Yeah, it's very confusing because really the Rash may not hold like this because there's another Rash that says faker. Aviezri asks Akash on this Reb Chaim that the Rash may not hold like that. Because there's a din, Rash says that if you shovel out, if you make a, there's a mayan and you shove your marbe alav places, but not mayan. You don't add mayan, but you marbe place that it couldn't reach before. So over there, it's also the din that it's metar bezoichlin. I'm sorry, it's metar bashboirin, but you have a din kol shu. And over there, it's the opposite because you still have the entire mei mayan. You only have mei mayan there, but you don't have the that's more sure the chibur mayan because it's a place that it shouldn't have reached before. So Rav Shach says really the Rash doesn't sound so much like this Reb Chaim, but you have to be mazbe with that then maybe. But al kopanim, what the Rash was trying to prove from that din, if you go like the Reb Chaim's hesber in that din, is that even if you put in roiv she'uvim, but if you're mechuber to the mayan, that alone that you're mechuber to the mayan, you still have the shame mayan legabi the tire of kosher. You still have it because the shame mayan. So he's proving a halacha. He's not just stam asking a kasha that there's an air of mikvois of shifras anoid, or there's an air of mikvois or chibrulim or any other halacha or stam halacha that air of mikvois works. He's asking a very specific question. That the brecha should be good because it's mechuber to the mayan, and there's a lumdus of being mechuber to the mayan. The idea, the chibur to the mayan, whatever's mechuber to the mayan gets the shame mayan itself, even if it's not naturally part of the mayan because you added shuvim. So you added a lot of shuvim; it's not naturally part of the mayan, but since you added it to the mayan, and all that water becomes mechuber to the mayan, so the shame mayan is chal even on those mayan, those waters which are not part of the mayan are naturally. And that itself gives it a shame mayan. And that's the chiddush of that Mishnah more than what we would see elsewhere. And that's what he proves it from that Mishnah. That whatever you add to the mayan, as long as it's mechuber to the mayan, gets the din of the mayan. At least legabe, the din over there. So it's metayer, has a koyach tahara of the mayan, with that alone that it's mechuber to mayan. So there's a new halacha that the Rash proved, that ayde chibur to the mayan, you could get the shame of the etzem mayan. And then Mela, I did the chibur to the mayan, you can become tar. So he's asking a new halacha. So, like this. So So we got to why you need that din. But that's what he's asking. So he's that's what he's asking. So his kasha was introducing a new concept of chibur l'mayan, and that was the question to mitire the brecha with the chibur l'mayan. And that explains why you needed shveferes hanoid. The Marsham, again, I can't find it over here. It's not printed, I can't find it anywhere in my other shas when they have antaras agoyis v'chidushin, so that they still have. Maybe they put it in the agoyis and the izrader. I don't know, on the side of the gemara itself. Marsham asks this kasha that what myshna in the Tosefta in Perek Vav, the Rash says that for chibur lemayon you don't need shveres anoid, and here he says you need shveres anoid. And basically, what he says is like this: is that in. Not only is there a chiddush that in order to get the tahara of the mayan, that you could get the tahara of the mayan even with adding in she'uvim, which is not naturally part of the mayan, but the only way to get the tahara of the mayan, is by becoming the shame mayan. You need to become the mayan itself in order to get the shame, in order to get this tahara. So it works. There's a concept of chibur lemayan gives you the shame mayan, and you need to get the shame mayan. So the idea that he says over there, the Masham, is that over here, the Etzem, if you're putting a Kli, and the entire Mayan is going into the Kli, so Be'etzem, there's a stop to the Mayan. Now you want to go ahead and continue, that the Mayan continues into the Kli, or it continues past this Hefsik. So when you want to make that the Mayan has to continue past and create a new Mokum for the Mayan, so for that you need Shveres Anoid, because otherwise I wouldn't see that the Mayan is Kayim over here, Bechlal. I don't see that the Mayan is here, because there's a wall. The wall stops it. The Lumdus of Shveres Anoid says that we could see the Chibur of the place, Mitzad, that it is the Hemshech, and Memela, I see that there's a continuation, that the Mayan is Kayim over there, and that's how you Mechubur to the Mayan through that Shveres Anoid. When you don't have to worry about the Mayan continuing, so there the Mayan continues. So his Lashon is that in the case of Perek Vav, I think what he's saying is that the Lashon of the Rashi is in Marevazu b'mayan, Sagimina, you dipped it into the Mayan. The Mayan is Kayim automatically. You're trying over here to be Mechaber yourself to the Mayan. So to Mechaber yourself to the Mayan, that's a regular Koyach of Chibur, that's Kolshu is enough, because the Koyach of the Tahara of the Mayan is Kolshu. So to be Mechaber to the Mayan, is to the tahara of the Mayan is kolshu, but to the mamshich the Mayan to continue the Mayan over here, so it's a new halacha of chibur the Mayan makes the Mayan, and to continue this, the Mayan that it should be kayim past where the kli is, that requires a shveres anoyin. That's the pshat over here. So there's a new musig going on over here that the Rashi is introducing called chibur the Mayan, creating the Mayan, be mamshich the Mayan over here.
Uh-huh.
But it stops.
Let's say it stops.
So now you have to now create a new Malkum for the Mayan. So that requires Shveres Anoy.
So the river didn't stop.
But over there, the whole Mayan is Kayim all over, and the water of the Mayan is going into the thing. So you see that the Hemshech of the Mayan is Kayim anyway without this. So the.
Is it
Mayan
that did Kolshu? Or also, is it Kolshu that did Kolshu with the river?
Where? Over, yeah, al tzedin chibur l'mayin, which only gives you that din. Yeah. Okay, now, so if that was the idea, so the Rash says you should have a chibur l'mayin, and his teretz was that in order to break that chibur l'mayin, he made a new gzera that you may not have shveres anoy, so we don't see the chibur l'mayin. Unless you don't see the chibur l'mayan, you can't be toivel. It breaks the whole chibur to the mayan, and memela. Once it's not mechubur l'mayan, so you say you don't have the mayan. I had the answers. Kashu should be told of a kliya alts, the regular din of erev mikvois. You can't have erev mikvois because maybe that's part of the gzera. You don't see the shveres anoid, so you can't use the chibur mikvois either. But the Rosh sounds like right away in the first kasha. He disagreed with the Rash. He says, "The loy kasha klal, the kibun the kli mafsik bein breicha l'mayan lemikur michubarin." It sounds like that he holds that alone, that you want to say that I did the chibur to the mayan, you could be mamshich the etzem amayan further, and maybe and memela dan the mayan is continuing into the breicha. So once it hits the kli, and you can't see the Mayan in the Kli, you can't see the Mayan in the Brecha, and there's a Hefshek to the Mayan. So Taka, this idea you're trying to prove that you could be Mamshech the Mayan over there, so he says, we're not Mamshech the Mayan. You can't be mamshech the mayan past the kli, and you don't see the chibur to the etzem mayan. Doesn't create the etzem mayan over there, so the chibur is broken. It's basically the teretz. So the Rash held you could continue the mayan, and the Rosh argued right away on that. And he says you can't continue the mayan there. The mayan is hufsak, and once it's hufsak, we don't see a continuation to the mayan. And that was the crux of the point of the chiluk. Now, what you're asking is, so why did, very nice, so that sounds like the Hemshech, and that's why he proved his halacha from that specific din of Perek Aleph and Shazayin. The question is, Hagufa Kasha, why did the Rash need such a fancy halacha? Unless you have Shver Sanoid, you have a Shver Sanoid, so there's a regular din of Erev Mikvois, so just say, there's Erev Mikvois to the Talmi, and there's Erev Mikvois from the Talmi to the Brecha, and everything would be good. You don't have to ask, you don't need this whole thing to ask this question. So like this. His first question, maybe there's two pshatim in this. The first pshat is like this, that there's a general question. When you add water to the Chuvas Hadashin asks a very sadistic akasha, the Taz and Sifkat and Gimel, brings this Chumas Hadeshin, it's Kedai to see, this Taz. You should put that on the list of those things to see, it's a Gishmaka Taz. If Taz asks Akasha, then how come, it's going to get to the next mission of Perek Alf, Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel. The Taz asks Akasha from the Chumas Hadeshin, that Maishna Noitvim, the Pasli Zoichlin Birviyasan, Umafdi Matar Zoichlin. So he says, how come, when you add Noitvim to a mikvah, you add mayim noitvim to a mikvah, so how come it takapasos the mayan ashtikl? It makes it that the mayan, if you're marbel of noitvim, it makes it that the mayan is no longer matar bezoichon. So it takes away the toikif of the mayan. You don't just say it's tuffle, it's bottle, it becomes part of it, you don't say that. Mashenkin, if you add shuvim to a mikvah, as, even if you're marbel the shuvim, it doesn't matter, the shuvim goes away. What's the chilk? So he says, or you say, he says that the answer is because the noitvim are still noitvim, even after you added them to the mikvah. So if that's roiv, that's roiv. Mashikin the she'uvim, after you add them to the mikvah, they're not she'uvim anymore. Because the whole psul of she'uvim is tlushim, shagolak Reb Chaim, that you said it's not so much that it's in the kli, it's more like making the tlisha. So the she'uvim makes a tlisha, and once the she'uvim makes a talush, once you're adding it back in, it's mechuber, so it's not shuvim anymore. So mela, you take away the psul shuvim. So he's saying that the pshat in this, that when you add shuvim to a mikvah, it takes away the psul, and then it doesn't shter the mikvah, it's gufa because it becomes ois shov, because it's becoming talush. Now, that's a very nice svara, if the ikar problem of shuvim is tlushim. But, L'chayra, when we learn through the Rash and the Shuvim Sugyas, it's very geshmak that the Psul Shuvim of Gimel Lugin is Takatlushim in the Rash. It'll be very geshmak because the Rash holds that by tit, the Rash had, we had that even without a Kli, it could be mixed Shov, and the Lashon of the Rash three places is Tlushim. But that's all in the Psul Derabanan of Shuvim. What about in the Psul Derais of Shuvim? Psul Derais of Shuvim by Roiv. And that's psul of avyasam, some sort of asiyas amikvah. Psul, even if it's in the mayim, but it's a psul in the asiyas amikvah, the dinda rice of shuvim. So, maybe it's dafka kli galolim, they even want to say, or whatever, but the ikar psul shuvim over there is dafka kli kelim, which are makabal tuma, and his lashon is, we're learning it out from what? The Ran?
Yeah,
but even if it's other kelim, but he's mashma that it's he learns it out from that avyasa. So, and he's dafka by roiv. So the chayim say that means that according to the Rash, the rice of the kapsul of shuvim. Once you have roiv, it's more mitzad nasiyas hamikvah. If you look in the Sefer Zecha Yitzchak and Siman and Vav, he says like that. I just saw that last night. Reb Ruvain Guzovsky also has like that. So, the answer of the Chubas Hadeshen would not really be enough, Be'etzem, to answer this question. That L'chayr, you're adding it into the mikvah, it makes it tlushim, but the psul is not tlushim at that point. The psul is that your mikvah is nasis, ruboy, ideshol. So, there's Be'etzem another answer to this kasha of the Chubas Hadeshen. It's Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tumas Oichlim. So, Reb Chaim over there says that the reason why Shuvim is not a problem. And the reason why Shuvim is not a problem is not because your betzim took away the psul of Shuvim, but once it's chal on the Shuvim, the Shem Mikvah gufas mitar the mayim. Mitumasam, and makes it not shuv either. So you have to be meichel on the, in order to kasha the mikvah, which is shuv, that alone that it's chal on the Shem Mikvah is gufa what takes it away. That's gufa what takes away. So the fact that it's part of the mikvah is meichel on an Hashem mikvah, that's gufa what takes away the Shem Shov. Shem Shov means that it's not a mikvah, it's taller, it's in a, however you want to call it. Call it kalim, you call it whatever the psul is. The psul is that it's not shayach to becoming mikvah mayim in the karka. And once it's part of the mikvah, the Shem mikvah alone is what takes the psul. So as long as you have mikvah sholem, everything becomes part of the mikvah. So it could be, number one, that over here is when you're Rabu Shu'uvim on the Mayan, it could be that the only way to matar it is Gufa by making the Shem Mayan on the Mayan. You have to make it Chal the Shem Mayan on it. So the whole idea of Chibur Mayan has to be that you're being Mamshach the Etzem Mayan over there. That's how it's Machshir. It's Machshir because you have to be able to see the Shem Mayan over there. So there's a whole Mechudesh Dika idea that you have to be able to see that the Mayanos continue. Regular Erev Mikvois is not for Shuvim. Regular Erev Mikvois is when you have two, it's for the Tamashim, the Shir, or whatever. But the regular Erev Mikvois doesn't take away the Din Shuvim with Hashaka by itself. The only way it takes it away is Gufa by being Mechel the Shem of the Mikvah that's next to it onto the Mayan that's there. But if you have a Mayan, so then the only way to be Machshir the Shuvim is by making the Shem Mayan on it. So a Mayan is a Mayan. How do you know that you can be Mamshach a Mayan? So he's saying a new Chiddush that you can be Machaber to a Mayan and continue the Shem Mayan. That's the only way in Machshir the Shuvim. And you can't use the regular Parsha Erev Mikvois. That's Svar number one. Maybe there's, once you have that, maybe there's another Nekuda to bring a Raya to this. And this is a Svar Ba'alma. But I'm going to throw it out there. Is that the entire concept that we're seeing over here is that that the Rash asked this kasha. We should be machshir the brecha, even though you can't be toivel in the talmi. It could be to ask that kasha only because of this svara, that it was a mayan. And the says like this. If the talmi would be a mikvah, and you wouldn't, if it would be a mikvah, but it would be in a keli, then you wouldn't be able to say, well, what's next to it is kosher. Why? Because a mikvah in a keli is not a mikvah. Why? Because we said last time from the Goyin's shot in the Rash, that what makes the mikvah is, what defines the mikvah is defined by the place that's holding it. What's holding the mikvah? It's a mokum that's being held by something. If it's being held by karka, it's a mikvah. If it's being held by kalim, it's not a mikvah. You can't make a mikvah being held by kalim. So being held by kalim is a total steer to the whole mikvah. So passing through the Talmi and then going to the Brecha would be possible because there's no mikvah. But if you can make a Mayan is not defined by where it is. The Psul Kalim is much less of a Psul in the Mayan. Because if you could see the Mayan Kayam, then maybe you can't be Toivel in the Mayan because maybe there's a problem being Toivel, you have to be Toivel Bakarka, or maybe even the Mayan there loses a little bit of Koyach Tar or something like Smash on the side. But the Etzim Mayan is defined by Zechila. If it's in a Kli, it's not really being defined by that it's in the Kli. And therefore, even if you can't be Toivel in the Talmud, but that's some Shem Mayan is Kayim, and if we could ask Akasha that maybe we could Masha the Brecha, even if you can't be Toivel in the Talmud, because that's some Shem Mayan is Kayim the whole time. Even if you can't be Toivel there, but that's some Shem Mayan is much easier to be Kayim, connected the Kli, as opposed to a Mikvah, you can't say that. So, which, Memela, that was the kasha of the Rash, and that's why he held that you have to be dafka with the lumdus of chibur l'mayan. So basically, the Rishonim were asking this kasha that the Rishonim were asking through Chibur LaMayan, the Rash was asking a very specific kasha, through the Chibur to the Mayan is still Kayam, and therefore the Mayan is Kayam, it can go through the Talmi, and it can be Maksha the Brecha, and should be able to be, and if you want to be Toivel, there's the Nuchidish, that now that the Mayan is Kayam, so there's a Shem Mayan in the Kli, so now you can be Ma'ariv, Duch Eir Mikvois, and me take away the Pshul of the Kli also. Okay. Now, this just a little smach to this. Let's just go through more of the shittas and we'll see, try to, like I said, I want to stack a little bit. So, this is the Rash and the Rosh. They asked this Kasha, why don't you have the Chibur LaMikvah, the Chibur LaMayon, and make it the Mayan, the Rosh held that it's Nifsak, and you can't bring it to a new place, and once it's Nifsak, you can't bring it to the Kli is Mafsikin, and the Rash held, not like that, you can see that's a Mayan Kaim. There's two other Tirutzim, and they both answer Gzera. The Gzera is either Gzera's Mechatzais, there's a Gzera of Atashres Anoid, or Gzera, they can't be told of Bekalim of the Shaykes. Okay. There are two other Tirutzim, L'cha'ira in the, at least partial Tirutzim. So the Beis Yosef brings from the Ra'ah, from the Ritzvah B'Shem, they're on the Bedek Abayis, in the Beis Yosef, Bedek Abayis, another teretz, very fascinating teretz. He says, Yosef Nirim Divrei Ra'ah Mayri, Shaya Oymer B'Shem Rabbeisav, Shalai Omer Shamayim Sh'uvim Nitru K'shavres Anoid, Ela K'shem B'soich Mikva, you have Mayim Sh'uvim. Mayim Sh'uvim means Mayim that's in a Kli. In order to be Metar the Mayim in a Kli, it's already being defined that it's in a Kli. Zokter, you can mitire that with an air of mikvois to another makom of ashboyrin, to another mikvah. But you cannot be mitire shu'uvim with a mayan. Because a mayan is zoichel, and the mayim in the kli is bashboyrin. So basically, you can't be mitire a mikvah with a mayan. So the whole kasha, here you want to create a mikvah, you want to make that the mayim shebashoikis is going to be tar. So you can't do that because you can't be mitire ashboyrin with zoichlin. Basically. So, the idea is that the Mayan in Mikvah Mayan is defined by where it is. It's defined by the Kli. So it's being held by the Kli, and Gufa, that passes it from being a Mikvah. So if there's another Makom that it can be Shayach to, it can be Shayach to the Makom of the Ashbar next to it. So the whole Lomdus of Shefer Sanoid makes it that we see it all as one place. So you could see this place being over there. So it's good. But Mayan, that's a Mayan, the Gufa is not being defined by its place at all. So the whole Lamdas of Shefres Anoy, he's saying, doesn't work. What are you going to say? That it's, this is over there, this is Mayan has a Mokum. You want to say that the Mokum is included, it's not just this place. Mayan Gufa is not defined by its Mokum at all. You can't, it doesn't have a Mokum to say that the place of, it's one big bar. It's not, it's, the Mayan is a freestanding thing. So you can't be mechaber anything to it through shefresh if this thing is already being defined by the ashbayr. Or you could say fakir, the other way, that the mayan can't go and create a shem mayan in a kli because mayan can't be bashbayr. Mayan is a steer, being in a kli is a steer to the shem mayan if you're going to try to put it there. So gufa is not chal over there, but a mayan is a zoichel and ashbayr is by definition not zoichel, so you can't give the shemayan over there into the kli. But he says a new teretz that these things don't shtim. That's another teretz. The Rambam. So it's a little bit of a smach to this idea that. You don't define a Mayan by being in a Kli. So if the Mayan ends up going through the Kli, so and because the Mechubel Mayan, we still see the Hemshech Mayan, so then it's Guva not going to be passed by that, if you're going to be able to see it yet. Because it's Guva not being held in the Kli. Maybe. But anyway, but that's the Svar of the Ra. Then there's the Shita of the Rambam, which there's two ways to go in the Rambam. I'm just going to say the way that it seems from the Pirush Mishnayos, the way the Beis Yosef says, that the Pirush Mishnayos is mashma, is that the Rambam says that what we're talking, the chiluk here is, the Rambam is really be'ikra on the on the second half of the Mishnah. The Rambam on the second half of the Mishnah says that Havira Gabi Brecha Vivsikoi Hareu Kimikva. So when you put water into a brecha, oh, by the way, this ra'ah, l'chayra, I think, is like the opposite of the ma'arik. This is who brings a shita's ma'arik on this. Really, if you put a mayon into a mikvah, into an ashboirin, and then you mafsik the mayon, then it's still bash, it's still considered a mayon, even in the kli, even after the hefsik. Not kli, even in the brecha after the hefsik. That means according to the ma'arik, being bash boyerin is not a steer to the shame mayan at all. Adra, but it's even, what? How does he learn the Mishnah? That's the truth of the Marik. But he says that Lamaisa, even after it's hufsak, it's still kosher. So, that Marik is the opposite. But the Rambam seems to say a whole different shot than the other Rishonim. It's not talking about that you're mafsik. It says, Avio gabi brecha v'yifsikoi, hareo kamikva, means yifsikoi from going past the brecha. That's and if you mamshech it past the brecha, then in the brecha it's a mayan, even for all the dinim. So the way the Rambam is mashma over here is that the definition of the mayan is defined by the makom zechila of the mayan. It has to be a zoichel. You have to see that the mayan is zoichel. If the mayan goes the Rambam here is mashma, it's even into a brecha rekanis, it's an empty brecha, and it fills it up, and it stays there, then in the brecha is not a mayan. Because the mayan is defined by the zechila of the mayan, and if you don't see a zechila of the mayan, then it's not mayan over there. So where did the mayan end? The mayan ended beforehand, before it got to the mikvah. Now you could ask, what about the chibur? Well, let it be mechuvah. The whole point of the chibur is to see the mayan there. If it's a steer to the mayan, then the chibur is not going to give it mayan either. Because then you have the ra'as svara, basically. Is that being there is a steer to the whole shame of the mayan. So the mayan goes and it stops. So you see this concept similar to what we said from the Marsham also, that once you get to a certain point, you could see a stop to the mayan. Now you have to see a hemshech to the mayan. So the Rambam is saying is that you can't see a hemshech to the mayan in a makam of ashbarim. Now, how do you mamshach the mayan? If the mayan continues, so you see the zechila of the makom is zechila of the mayan goes past here. So therefore, you see that the mayan continues. Once the mayan continues, the shame of the koyach of the mayan is here. So now you see that this is all part of the mayan. When it's all part of the mayan, you don't see it as an independent makom of ashbur. So you could see that it's this is zechila to the mayan. So, in the case of Shoykes, the Rambam's mashma that if the entire Mayan goes into a Kli, it's really a separate svar. But the point is the Rambam's mashma that if the entire Mayan, just like he says over there, that if the entire Mayan goes into the Makom Ashboyern, we see that it stops. So if the whole mayan goes into the kli, we see it's nitfas in the kli. But yeah, but it's a different svar because if it continues afterwards, huh? Yeah, it becomes shuvim. It becomes shuvim over there, huh?
There's a chuv dira kli and the brecha. Kli is tayfas, the brecha not tayfas. The kli is tayfas.
Right. In other words, once you see the Rambam holds that once you see that the mayan is going into the brecha, into the kli, into the shoykes, so you see the hefsek of the mayan and then the shoykes is a hefsek to the mayan. Now, just one of the kasha. It's important. It's important kasha from the next Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Perak Hey, Mishnah Gimel. The Prisha asks, the Taz asks, the Shach asks. Everyone asks the kasha that there's a halacha that if you're marbe sheuvim onto a mayan, we started off with, then the din is it's matar only bashburin. But the din here of chutzala, what was the din? The din is that the mayan goes into a shoykes, it's possible. And then it goes out of the shaykes, so now it's kosher, as long as it was chutzala. If there was mayan chutzala, then somehow the mayan chutzala touches the mayan outside, then it's machsher the mayan outside. So frek the prisha, but it's mavur that it's mitar bezoichlin, still, because it says it's mamshech. It didn't get caught in an ashbarin yet, so the shock brings maybe it's mitar b'ashbarin, but it's not mashma. So it's mamshech often a stira because that little koshu on the side. L'chayra is less than all the mayim coming out of the shaykes. So l'chayra is often a stira. How do you shtim? Why does that work? And another place that you find it is in the case of the brecha itself. The brick is also rabu she'uvim, and if you reattach it, so then all of a sudden it's just not matar for mayim chayim, but it's still mayim. It's matar even bezoichlin mechayra. So you have two ifanim over here that mechayra you find is a stira to the other din that it's not matar bezoichlin if you're marbid she'uvim. So what's the pshat? This is a shach. It's an unbelievable shach. So the shach says. The Shach says, this is Rashi Prag, the Shach says in Sifkatan Lam and Gimel, the Epshel Lachalak, the Shiny Hassam, if you learn that, I was talking about Reikonis, Kivan da Maim Atzom Shabasoich HaKli, Him Gamkin Me Amayin. Begam Ata Amayin Mekaleach Lasoichan, Ve Mechubar Lamayin. Because in these two cases, the Mayim that you're being kashering, even though it's Mayim Shuvim, was Mayim that was originally from the Mayan. This is the Shach says, Sifkatan Lam and Gimel. So it's a Pel de Gazach because it used to be for the Mayan, but so obviously Lachara what the Shach is saying is this lashon of the Rosh on this halach is kol amayim mechubarin lamayin al yidei mayim mu'atan anoyif ma'al ha-shoykes. That somehow or other, if the whole Mayan goes into the shoykes, it's possible. We see the end of the Mayan. But if the Mayan continued on the side of it, and then it continues afterwards, then somehow or other we see that the entire Mayan is continuing. It's not just kashering Mayim Shuvim. It's somehow or other we could see that the entire koyach of the Mayan is continuing. Because the Mayim on the side is the Mayan, and the Mayim here was somehow mitzarif to it, that we could see the continuation of the Mayan over there. I don't know how. But
it's not hefsek, but we better not hefsek, so it's a clean Mayan.
Right. So somehow you have to say is that the whole idea of the Rambam was, and the Rosh is that we saw a hefsek. So if we see a hefsek, it's only when it taka all the entire svaras, the whole shoykes went there. But if the whole Mayan didn't go in there, then we would see it totally differently. Now I'm just thinking in the Rosh, if it's a gzera only, then maybe the gzera is still kaim. It's fatik shuvim. So the reason we see the hefsek is not because we see a batim. Batim he held we don't see a hefsek. So, but he's exer, he makes it worse because the exer is that we can't, we have to see that the mind stopped. But anyway, I don't know. But Kopanim, that shach is, he said, is a shach also. Sure.